how can it be that students will spend, as I showed you earlier, as much as half or more of their instructional day in a foreign language and still have no negative impact on their first language?
ここで言いたいのが、このように1日の半分以上を外国語教育に費やしてしまって、それで母国語に全く悪影響がないのだろうかという常識に反することというように思われます。
Just seems common sense that if you're going to devote that much time to another language, to take that much of a student's day and put it in another language, it's got to have an effect, a negative effect on your first language, surely.
常識的に考えますと、このように多くの時間を外国語教育に使ってしまうと、やはり母国語に影響が出てしまうのではないかと思います。
This is the common sense idea that I was talking about earlier that so many people have about introduction of a language at an early age.
ですから多くの人が早期に外国語学習を導入するということに対する危険というものを言うわけです。
In the early 70s and 80s,They were surprised, looking at the emerging students in North America, they were surprised at the data and research that was coming out showing that there was no negative effect on first language. And, you know, they couldn't, it didn't make sense. And since that time, Jim Cummins and others have come up with a principle that he calls the linguistic interdependence principle.
In 70年